an arrest for a former president. I'm Jane Fergus, Fox News. Former President Donald Trump takes to social media to say he believes he will be arrested on Tuesday. Fox's Nate Foy has the latest.
The former President Trump is already reacting to his expected arrest on Tuesday, posting this on Truth Social. It reads in part, quote, "With no crime being able to be proven and based on an old and fully debunked by numerous other prosecutors fairy tale, the far and away leading Republican candidate and former president of the United States of America will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Protest. Take our nation back." Now, this case centers around a $130,000 hush money payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels on the eve of the 2016 presidential election.
The DA's office is declining to comment, but Democratic Representative Jeff Jackson of North Carolina shares his theory on the case on Fox News Live.
I think one of the key aspects of the DA's case is going to be that not only do we have evidence that Michael Cohen was reimbursed for that, we have Trump's signature on the checks, but that the reimbursement happened in phases. And that's important because it speaks to intent.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is blunt about how he thinks the facts add up.
The case against the former president hinges on an untested and therefore risky legal theory involving a complex interplay of laws, all amounting to a low-level felony. You know what that means in English? They're making stuff up that they've never used against anybody because they hate Trump.
That's Graham speaking from the Palmetto Vision 24 National Conservative Policy Forum in Charleston. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Hunter Biden is suing the owner of the computer shop where he left his laptop in 2019. Fox's Alexandria Hoff at the White House.
No comment when it came to the countersuit filed by the president's son, Hunter Biden, against the owner of a computer repair shop where his notorious laptop was allegedly abandoned. So there's that as well. And while departing from the White House for Delaware, the president really had little to say about any family dealings. Aside from saying, though, that a report from the House Oversight Committee was not true. In that case, that's regarding a large payout that the Biden family members allegedly received from a deal with a Chinese energy company.
The computer shop owner says that he tried several times to reach out to Hunter Biden regarding the abandoned laptop. Fears continue to mount following the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady reports from Los Angeles.
So here's where we stand. I want to start with Silicon Valley Bank. Not only has its parent company filed for bankruptcy, but the FDIC launched a second auction attempt for SVB. To sweeten the deal, U.S. regulators are reportedly now willing to share in those losses. Contagion fears are putting Credit Suisse and First Republic under the microscope as well, both suffering major volatility in their stock prices, with reports swirling either could be ripe for a sale. In the interim, both received a cash influx aimed at calming those liquidity fears, Credit Suisse garnering a $54 billion lifeline from Swiss National Bank, with First Republic getting a $30 billion infusion. Now, that rescue came from major banks like JP Morgan, Bank of America, hoping to avoid further damage.
And regional banks are also concerned as they have similar risk levels to SVB before its collapse. Credit Suisse Group did cause significant alarm this week after reporting its largest monthly loss since the 2008 financial crisis. Now, word that the Swiss government is negotiating a deal with European regulators for UBS to purchase Credit Suisse. I'm Jane Fergus. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.